Being a person with special needs in Lebanon is life-threatening. Gabrielle and Julia are two girls with disabilities in need of constant care, but they live in a country that is heading towards the unknown and that does not support their right to getting the care they need. What's their story? Jacqueline Khoury, Gabrielle's mother, and Sabina Shaib, Julia's mother, will tell us.
بنتي توفت بأكسيدان سيارة. كانوا التوم بالخامس.
My eldest daughter was killed in an accident while I was only 5 months pregnant. They were twins who came into this world prematurely. Gabrielle's twin died right away, and she remained. And that's when our suffering began. There was not enough oxygen reaching her brain, and she became quadriplegic. She could not sit up when she was 4 months, and not at 6 months, not even when she turned one. And we started to feel something was wrong. Julia is behind people her age due to a brain dysfunction. It makes her incapable of talking and causes her body to be limp, although she can walk. She has a general development delay. There has been a general neglect of people with disabilities in Lebanon since its establishment, who make up around 50,000 people. The country delegated the task of taking care of them to NGOs like Cizabel, which was established in 1976. Her doctor sent us to a specialist in Hotel Dieu Hospital. His name was Professor Ghanem. He said bluntly that she had some form of disability and needed physical therapy because she could not walk or move, and that we have to keep her monitored. He sent us to a counselor who works at Cizabel. We started at home first, and when Gabrielle turned two, I told her doctor that I wanted to put her in an institution that could take care of her. She recommended Cizabel. Right away, her life changed, and mine too.
Julia هلا عمرها 8 سنين واجت على سيزوبيل كان عمرها 3 سنين.
Julia is 8 years old now, and she joined Cizabel when she was just 3. We used to go to therapy before, but we were kind of lost. You know, it's a bit of a business in this country, like everything else is. I felt that what we were doing was not enough for Julia, and it wasn't entirely right. She did not benefit, and I thought there must be something more to do. As I was talking about this issue to everyone, someone mentioned Cizabel. I felt people didn't want to say it directly, like it was a taboo or something. Julia is my first child. Before, I used to say, who would help me raise her? I mean, like all people, they got support from mothers or mothers-in-law or learned from people with experience in raising children. But in my case, there was no precedence in my family. So I had no reference. Nobody in the family had a special needs child or experience in dealing with them. I found the support that I needed in Cizabel. They answered all my questions because they have the experience that my family lacked. Here I felt there was a system, and I started having a life. It became possible for me to do things because I was getting this kind of support. I knew what would happen to Julia if she stopped coming to Cizabel, because I knew what she had got there. And I know that if you stop supporting a child, you lose what you have. If you don't build on it, you lose it. I know when she gets somewhere and when she has a setback. The stability that Jacqueline, Sabine, and the children, Gabrielle and Julia, felt did not last for long, however. Corona quickly swept the world and put everything on hold. Many sectors were affected, including care for people with special needs. In the specific case of Lebanon, the economic and financial crises made the situation much worse, where losses kept piling up. The economic crisis is the biggest in the history of Lebanon, and it halted the financial support that went to Cizabel and other sister institutions, which put them under the threat of closure. My daughter was sad when she came back home, and the two of us stayed at home depressed. The problem goes back to even before Corona. Cizabel was suffering because the state delayed its payments, and they started to operate for 3 days only in the beginning of the year. I knew that the children would suffer a setback, but thought that 3 days in a week was better than nothing. But Corona came, and Cizabel closed completely. My daughter's development was reversed, psychologically, physically, and behaviorally. I was really sad that all what we had accomplished, I mean, when you think to yourself what parents want for their children, they want their children to get an education, secure a future, see them happy. And we were all the same. All I wanted in life was to see my daughter happy. We all will leave this life, but how should we do it? I want my daughter to be happy. We try our best under the current situation to make our children happy, comfortable, and have a little bit of dignity. But we are faced by obstacles. They say Corona, but it's the least of our problems. We can cope with it, and it will come to an end. But you cannot escape or cope with the financial situation. The whole world is living through a financial crisis. The children refuse to give up, despite the crisis in Lebanon. Their parents are restlessly trying to come up with ideas to preserve the dignity of their children and the right to social care, especially that the Lebanese government handles such issues as collateral. This is what led parents to start protesting in front of the Ministry of Social Affairs. We are among those whose only hope is Cizabel. It's totally cruel and unfair for us to shut any such institution. Let them close the labs, the factories, or food imports, but not places that takes care of our children. The state should be the one taking care of them, but we will not remain silent. Also, Cizabel and any other similar organization should be a priority. What we have been doing this last year, taking our children to protests, this is all insults to them, not us. It's a shame on the state and the ministries of social affairs and health, because we have no place to support and take care of us, except Cizabel.
كنا على أساس عنا مؤسسة موجودة لأولادنا لحديت العمر 18-20.
I am sad because we used to think we had secured a place for our children till the ages of 18 or 20 to support them until that age. And we were looking to find alternatives for after the age of 20. But we felt too secure for those at least coming 10 years. Our lives are full of ups and downs, but it was good to know that we were supported. Our children should not be a burden, not to us or to their siblings. They have to remain a source of joy. My daughter now is a blessing in my house. But problems like Corona and the economic and financial situation are a setback. Now we are working on securing the first 20 years of the lives of our children again. Before, we only focused on the future, but now we can't because we lost the security we had for their present. And we are running out of time. I am now so focused on today that I can't secure her future. I don't have the time to do so. I worry for who would take care of her after I'm gone, who would make her safe, who would keep her dignified. My daughter needs care around the clock. I'm her mother, and sometimes I feel weak. I can't imagine someone else will be capable to do this. I am tired and I need support. I had Cizabel, and I see it now falling apart. But against all odds, I don't like to think that way. We will remain hopeful, and we will keep working with faith that God helps us.